Lisa Transcendence Brown about living in higher frequencies.
I'm going to break it down, but then it's not always true, but I'm just going to try to explain it. Divine feminine, Christed frequencies. I had to learn to live from my heart. And if you go back and look at my very first course, Walk With Me, it was just like I was all frou-frou-y and soft and had this weird voice. And I can't stand to listen to it because I was in my ascended state at that time. It was before I activated the divine masculine aspect, which was my higher mind consciousness to come online. Constantly, you go offline and come online. Your body goes offline, it comes back online, and you'll teeter-totter back and forth constantly until you're able to achieve a certain vibrational frequency. Then you'll go offline and online again to achieve the next vibrational frequency with your whole being, with your whole body, with your DNA, with your consciousness merging with your physical body and waking your body up. Everything has to tune to the same vibrational frequency of light, the same vibrational frequency of love, the same vibration. All of your bodies, mental, physical, emotional, spirit, soul, etheric, whatever words you want to use, because they all apply in different ways, higher consciousness, your energy body. And eventually energy will run your life. Frequencies will run your life for a while because you're moving from an existence that was ruled by your head to a vibrational existence that becomes not just quantum, but super quantum. And when you move into super quantum and super consciousness, then you are very aware that everything you are creating and you're transmitting through the unified field of consciousness out 360-degree range, but your whole body and being actually can read all of the frequencies that are being transmitted around you too, and you kind of don't have to do anything, and it's really cool. You just have to stay in tune, and every person in your field, you can hear, see, feel every vibration they're transmitting, every thought that they have. Telepathy is an understatement because technically telepathy is a human word. All of these gifts that we have are natural and they come through a very organic existence where we're just so in tune again that we're able to utilize every sense. This is a sensory existence. You're able to utilize. I can close my eyes and see outside. And because I can look, I'm just saying this as an example because a lot of us can do this. When you close your eyes, you have access to the other dimensions easier for a while, and you can actually see through using your whole body and pineal gland. And for years, I sat with my eyes closed to hear, see, feel reality. I sat with my eyes closed, and I could hear what was beneath the words. Humans hear the words. And that creates their reality instead of hearing what's beneath the words. Well, beneath the words are tones and frequencies and feelings and emotions and beliefs and mentalities. And I learned to close my eyes and hear, see, feel vibrationally everything that was going on around me in order to understand. And so I could hear somebody in control freak mode insisting on realities, manipulating people with their words. I could hear all of these things. I could see their fear. I could see. And at first, your seeing is vibrationally through feeling. You're seeing, and for a long time, I could see vibrationally through sound. And it's still that way. I can hear, see, feel everything vibrationally. Well, every person that comes into our reality, you have holographic access to all dimensions, all timelines that you've gained access to thus far. The only difference between me and anybody else is the access that we have gained within ourselves to infinite dimensions, infinite timelines, and how in tune we are that we understand. And the difference is a multidimensional will be fully in tune with everything that's going on in every direction, hear, see, feel, utilizing every one of their senses, and they won't be in judgment. We're in constant observation. We observe. And then we choose what is acceptable, what is not, what is aligned, what is not. New Earth is a vibrational existence. You can't get here using your head. Every time you get into your head, you disconnect from New Earth. Because you have to live from your heart. You have to live from the depths of your soul. You have to live from the truth of your being, which is pure. And so it's letting go of those old limiting words. It's letting go of those old limiting beliefs. And it's unifying so much inside of you that you constantly exist from a place of peace. You constantly exist from a place of magic and happiness and bliss and all of these things. The difference is if you can't, you realize you're clearing a program and you work through it and you clear it and you're bang on in your back. You can do a billion things at one time. You've mastered your human. You've mastered all of these aspects. You're able to hold all of these consciousnesses simultaneously all at the same time. Well, you can't just do that by waking up one morning. It takes every moment. It takes practicing. And you'll see a lot of people, they will become spiritual. When it's time to move into the fifth dimension, then there's a battle with the spiritual world because you're not spiritual anymore. You're spirit, your soul. Third and fourth dimension, the fifth dimension is a higher frequency. In the fifth dimension, we're all souls walking around. We have company. I'll say that again. In the fifth dimension, we're all souls walking around and having this experience together from a very pure place inside. We don't let our humanness get in the way. We don't let our humanness rule. Now, New Earth is where we rebirth ourselves, but then we have an entire process that we have to go through where we have to grow up as higher selves. This is the embodiment process. Heaven on earth is where we get to live once we've grown up.
You have been listening to Lisa Transcendence Brown on the Mystic Broadcast Network.